From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace. Garter snakes are prevalent within the coastal region from Cape Disappointment to the Canadian border. They are active from late winter until mid-fall. The type of garter snake in our area is the red-spotted garter snake. It has a solid color red or orange head with a wide yellow or green dorsal stripe and no lateral stripes. The sides of the body are black with conspicuous red spots. Garter snakes are fascinating additions to a garden. They eat snails and slugs, which can be a big plus for vegetable gardeners. Garter snakes also eat eggs, baby birds, frogs, baby mice, and other small mammals. If you do not have snakes in your yard, add bird baths. Local garter snakes need access to fresh water. They also need dry nesting and overwintering dens. Rock retaining walls provide perfect snake dens in small caves. They also like to rest in summer in protected dry areas under dense shrubs or ferns. Ferns with layers of fronds on the ground provide ideal dry summer resting places, and they like to bask on warm surfaces like large rocks in the sun. Compost piles are another place that garter snakes love. If you have one, your garden will be free of slug or snail issues. If you can live with snakes, encourage garter snakes with cover, basking areas, and fresh water. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.